Would you ever make a relish out of her?
Some do, but I've seen a lot of it, but then we never did prove none of that. Much, I'm talking about dang much of it. Of course, there's more of it made now than there wasn't back when I was a kid, there wasn't very much of such as that. There was some of them, but I didn't care nothing about it. There's stuff they call a chow chow. Mm-hmm. But then they've got a lot of different kinds of relish now. Mm-hmm. But not nothing like this. It wasn't, we didn't have all of them relishes back then. Mm-hmm.
What would you call something that might pop up in the woods after it rains?
Mushroom? Mm-hmm.
Would you have other names for those?
Well, I don't know where it's a nickname that they give it, but a lot of people way back on, I mean that was way back out, they call them mushrooms now, and they claim that one of them is a good vegetable. Mm-hmm. And there's one that'll kill you. Mm-hmm. But when I was growing up, when they first go, you'd first see them, they'd call them frogs too. Mm-hmm. Boys, frog stew's plenty, frog got plenty of stew. Good grace, look at the frog stew. Mm-hmm. That's what they call it. But then, really the name of it was mushroom. But then that was a nickname, and that's the only nickname I ever knew it to have. Mm-hmm.
What would you say, sometimes if you had a powdery one that if you hit it, a lot of dark powder would fall out of the bottom of it. Would you ever have a name for that?
Nothing but mildew. Now, I would think that, I've seen it, I know exactly what you're talking about. But I would call that one that kind of got diseased up or something or other and didn't grow like it ought to, and that would kind of be a mold or a mildew, but then see it's under there, it would become a powder. You could hit it and it'd frog. That's what you're talking about, ain't you? Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, I've seen that, but I wouldn't know what, I never did know what that was called. Mm-hmm. I just know they would do it. All of them won't do that. Now it could be that the stage it was in, that could have been that, but then for me to give you the right answer on that, I couldn't do it. But then I do know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. What kinds of things would people smoke?
Well now, you're talking about anybody, what would actually what they would smoke. But our boys used to slip off, they had what they call a rabbit tobacco. Now the older ones, they'd whittle up this chewing tobacco. Mm-hmm. They'd buy a plug, and you know they'd whittle that up, mm-hmm, and put it in a pipe and smoke it, and then they got to making regular smoking tobacco, don't you see? Mm-hmm. And some of them would grow tobacco, but not much. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was a kid, very few people done that. But they'd grow a few hills of tobacco out yonder in the garden, don't you see? Mm-hmm. And they used it. They'd cure that. And you talk about something would smoke, that would smoke. Mm-hmm. But the boys that slip off,